The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
To me, it doesn't mean a whole lot. It means that we were good with our communication on offense. Defense made plays, obviously. Now we have a chance to go do it again.
Hey, Josh, the third year in a row, you had that chance. Is it all in your hands, or is it what you want? To finally get through that and come through, does that feel like for you?
Feels good. Feels good. At the same time, again, that just means that we get another game, and we got to go find a way to put our best foot forward this week in practice, put together a good game plan, go out there and execute again next Saturday or Sunday, whenever we play.
Josh, your message to your teammates before that final drive, anything you said?
Just I love y'all. I got you. You got me.
Can you take us into the when you had to come off the field there and you went the 10, the knee, and just those moments when I'm sure it goes through your mind, and how bad is it?
You're saying the touchdown?
Hurt.
Yeah, it was more of a precautionary thing. Just got rolled up on, and they want to take a quick look, but we're all good.
The last drive, you guys, it just seemed like you were very under control. There was no rushing, there was no panic. Kind of take us through what it's like in that situation.
Yeah, relying on each other. Put in something this week, and we ran it there the last drive with B. Cooks running down to the post. Saw a look, and we executed it. Just it felt good to know we have all three timeouts. We had enough time on the clock to run our offense. There was no panic, no rush.
Coach, obviously joined this team partway through. Tell us a little bit about just your relationship with him as
Nebraska. Yeah, it's been awesome. A true pro's pro. Does everything the right way. He's always in the building. He's always learning. Always on the sideline getting extra catches. Just does everything the right way. And then he's a hell of a teammate. You know, we love having him here.
Josh, what is it like watching Trey take that pass in the end?
It was awesome. It was awesome. Again, a guy that's been under a lot of scrutiny throughout, you know, the last couple of years, and to get him back and to get him back in a Bills uniform and making plays for us when we need it the most, that's Trey.
Josh, you talked about how this team is battle-tested, has gone through adversity this season. How do you feel like that maybe manifested itself in the way that
Yeah, to have the wherewithal to, again, not blink. And I think that's just the mantra that we've adopted this year of if we've got time left and we got the ball, we got a shot. And you saw that there today.
Josh, it kind of felt like this was a little bit of a microcosm of the season, right? Like, you guys are down late, you need to do something, you do. How much did that help you guys prepare for this moment?
A lot. You know, we feel like we've been in situations like this, and now every game presents itself in a different way. But to understand the moment, to not ride the wave, again, that was stuff that we've learned throughout the entire season. We were able to utilize that and use it today.
How do you get this feel with the pressure of each game and having to come back out after the Jaguars took the lead? What was the feeling of the team coming back onto the field?
Do your job. That's it.
This will be the most cliche question I ever asked, but this was kind of the definition of complimentary football, right? The fourth down stop, the defense got early at the end of it. Was this like the quintessential?
100%. 100%. No turnovers on offense. I know we had a rare one on special teams. Even the first drive, though, getting the ball backed up, getting a few first downs, being able to flip the field, our defense making a huge stop on fourth down near the goal line. And then again, just finding opportunities and being able to punch the ball in the end zone, and we did that today.
Can you take us through the sequence of punching it in on that, where it's an 11-yard tush-push, which might be a record if it goes through, and then maybe the confusion, do you want to score here? Maybe it's okay that we didn't score. I mean, what's going through that whole thing?
Standing right here, right now, we did the right thing.
Which was?
Score.
You wanted the touchdown there, not you taking the time off the clock, all that stuff.
Right? Hindsight's 20/20, but at the end of the day, we got it done, and that's all that matters.
Josh, what is it like when you were in that pile of people? I remember Connor McGovern telling me once, it's just a lot of groans and weird noises. When you're the guy with the ball, what is happening around you, and what's going through your head?
Yeah, sometimes you don't really know what's going on. My feet are kind of off the ground and you really can't do anything. So just in that moment, just holding on to the football as tight as I can.
On the play you finally scored on, did you feel like they might have let you go in there because they wanted the ball back?
Potentially,
like,
yeah.
It was pretty easy for you.
Man. Yeah, but again, you sit there, you can say, hey, let's take a knee, you lose some yards, and you don't score there, then now you're kicking yourself for not scoring earlier. So again, we did what we thought was right, and it turned out to be.
I think the reason we're asking is because it was kind of, in retrospect, kind of funny to watch, 11-yard tush-push. Osiris is, dragging you in there. Are you trying to go down, at some point, or?
I'm not thinking about that. I'm just, my job is to help get the ball in the end zone, and that's all I was trying to do.
A lot of your pass catchers made plays. When you went to Shakir, you caught a ball. What did he mean to you today?
That's Khalil Shakir. To have that reliability, to have that safety valve, if you will, he's tough as nails, just continues to do his job, and he finds himself in big spots and he makes the plays for us, and that's because of how hard he works and how much he loves his teammates.
Josh, apologies if you've been asked this, but what happened on the play where you came up limping a little bit, and where is that? What is that?
The one in the touchdown?
Yeah.
He just got rolled up a little bit. Sometimes those get a little funky when you got a lot of big dudes at your feet, so yeah, but we're good.
You guys won so many games off James' rush today. Was there a point in the game where you felt like the opportunities were going to have to be through the air?
Yeah. Again, we try to continue to do it, and that's a really good defense, a good run defense especially. And we know that moving forward, we're gonna need to rely on James. And sometimes it's the product of who you play. And we just found a way to win. Hey, guys.
Love Cole Bishop in your short league.
Fell just short of you. How did you kind of just stay in it and stay hyper aware of things that could be
Way? It was definitely frustrating early. I know there was one super early in the game where I touched my hands. I was super close, so I was upset about that. But, just staying in it, guys being staying locked in, and then Trey being able to make a play right there, and I just happened to be in the right spot.
What can you say about a 9-year vet that's got three pass breakups in this game, including the one to you at the end, but you guys also force a field goal drive. Mm-hmm. Two on the same drive down there when you're on a short field. Just the season he's put together.
Yeah, I mean, today especially, he was making plays out there. The one of his PBs in the end zone save, I mean, that's kind of my zone, and he was able to help me out on that. So, I'm super grateful for him. And then him tipping that ball was huge.
Well, it sounded like in the locker room you were telling Trey you owe him one.
Yep.
That conversation, like, why were you saying that?
Yeah, I know I'm getting a lot of the credit for that interception, but he made the play. I mean, he had great coverage, was able to make a play on the ball, and then, like I said, sometimes they just fall out of the sky to you.
What was the message there, defensive huddle-wise, after you had taken the lead and you guys know you got to get a stop?
Yeah, we talk a lot about trying to be a closer, closing out the game in those situations. We feel like we thrive in those situations and that we're the most prepared team in those, and being able to go out and close was huge.
What changed for you guys Jordan Hancock came in?
Nothing real. I mean, a couple of, like, schematic things with the way me and Poe are doing certain things. We might switch roles on certain things just based off body type and things like that. But nothing crazy.
Cole, I saw after the game, you and Sean had a moment on the field. What was that like for you? And I guess what were the emotions you were feeling at that time?
Yeah, I mean, I was just super excited. I think just we're both celebrating each other. Being able to, like I've said, I mean, being able to make a play in that situation is so huge. And just having his support's been big.
You know, I know we asked you this, I think, a couple months ago. But Trey had to come back. So I think you kind of explained to us what you realized, like, Trey meant to this organization. And I know you spoke on it a little bit ago. But for him to be the one that helped make that play, what do you think that means to him and to your team?
I think it means a lot to both. Kind of like you said, I know he I'm sure he's had a lot of doubters this past year. And being able to come make a play in the biggest game of the season and the biggest moment was huge.
We're the welcoming committee.
What have you been up to?
Having a heart attack. What about you?
Same.
Yeah. Oh, man, great win. Great team win on the road. Glory to God. Man, just an incredible team effort. Great win for the organization. Great win for everybody back home. And for all those that came down here and supported us, Bills Mafia, man, we heard you. We really appreciate it. Really do. Just tough football team. Guys, some of the guys went down. Some guys stepped in, did a phenomenal job. Nobody blinked. Kept our composure all the way through the game, which we knew was going to be a challenge coming down here against a really good football team that's talented and well-coached. And we saw it through. So guys stood firm and, you know, they made the plays. We made the plays we needed to make, and it was a great, great way to end the game right there. So good to see kind of Trey, right, in 2017 and what he's now doing for us, and then Cole, kind of the other end of the youth movement here. So phenomenal play. So time is yours.
Sean. Point. We've asked you to reflect on Tre'Davious' journey a lot this season, but just what did he mean to the team today with those past breakups ahead of the last tip play too?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a better question for Trey in terms of his journey, but if you just follow his journey from the time we got him, well, if you go back a step or two, you know, it was at the Rams, and you watch him from afar. Like, we're sitting in Buffalo, he goes from the Rams to Baltimore, and he ends up on, you know, the season with them. We end up playing him, and then to get him back, and you just think about, I mean, when he came back, he still wasn't really Trey. He was, because he was working through two major injuries, and yet in Trey's fashion, there's nobody that works harder, and he's gotten himself back now to where he is. He's playing really good football, and credit to him and the work that he's put in, and our medical team as well. Just overall, he's just as good as there is in terms of his determination, his heart, and his really resilient nature.
You think about his journey back to this moment, and just a minute ago in there, he wanted no part of the conversation about himself. Mm. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, you look back in 2017, and the word that we had gotten about him was, you know, he was one of the true leaders on that team. In college, I'm talking about, right? And so the intangibles, right? You can build a team with, you know, said people and this and that, but it's about intangibles and toughness and how that those intangibles and toughness fit into an overall vision for a team and the culture of a team. And there's, in my estimation, no substitute for toughness.
Sean, along those lines, intangibles and toughness, I mean, I think those words probably describe your quarterback about as well as any two. First, the toughness to, you know, he's been in the sideline medical tent a couple of times in the first half, to come back from that, and then to lead the drives when he needed to have it at the end of the game. What
do you think of it? Well, it trickles down from him in terms of the team's toughness. I mean, he's when your quarterback's that type of warrior, that type of competitor, it just, like I said, from a leadership standpoint, it just goes through the whole team. And we got to get him as healthy as we can, though, for next week. So it's not something we take lightly. And I did think overall that, you know, he took some hits today, but there was also times where we protected him well, and I think he got registered three. They had three hits and one sack. So credit to the O-line on that.
Coach, the fourth down play in the first half, the Lions carry for punt fourth and twos. Usually you don't get the benefit of the doubt on those reviews for spotting the ball. What made you feel like it was worth doing, and was it the magnitude of that play that convinced you it was worth the risk?
Yeah, it was a great job by the guys up top. You know, and then the magnitude of the play, it was close. We felt like, and I felt like it was worth the challenge at that point from a fourth down situation.
Did you get an explanation at the end of the first half? It certainly looked like the clock was at zero. Was there any explanation given?
No, other than they felt like it wasn't, and that they had one of our players offsides there.
Sean, I know that you guys don't pay attention to the outside noise that they said, but all the talk about not winning a road playoff game, to be able to come here and win a road playoff game, what does that do for a team to galvanize them? And is it something that you guys make sure of to say, hey, let's put that to rest?
I mean, yes and no. We were aware of what some of the talk was, but at the end of the day, the game's decided between the white lines, and our guys knew that. They knew we were going to go up against a heck of a football team today. And a well-coached football team. I mean, where were they, 8-1 over the last 9 or 7-1 over the last 8? And pretty healthy team overall, so which we've been battling through injuries really the entirety of the season, so our guy, including today. So our guys are tough, resilient, and, you know, there's a lot that we need to work on, though, too, as we go back to work this week. But, you know, couldn't be more proud of the guys and the entire team and coaching staff as well, and what they did to stick with it. I thought the offense in the second half was really good, and the defense made the stop at the end to get us the win. So special teams did some good things as well, baked in there, but plenty to work on still as we move forward.
John, on a day where your running game wasn't rolling, to be able to win offensively in a different way, how big is that for this group?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be a two-dimensional offense. You guys know we talk about that quite a bit, and you got to be able to pivot if the run game isn't working. I thought Joe did a really good job in that regard at times. And, you know, the hitting the strike down the middle to Cooksey there, huge play. And, you know, we made the plays that we needed to make when we needed to make them. And I think that's really the story behind it.
Sean, when you look at your regular season, it would be great if everything was smooth, but it doesn't work that way. How much did that prepare you for a day like today, when having to come back from stuff and keep moving forward?
Yeah, it builds character. I mean, you go into every season, you're hoping and praying that there's no adversity, but, I mean, we've all been around this long enough to know that there's going to be adversity. It's just a matter of what form it comes and how big it is. And we've really been dealing with it, you know, quite a bit of the year, and I think you learn from it, and the team does, and because you got some young guys who have never been through it. And, you know, the college game is somewhat different. The journey of a season is long in the NFL, and especially if you're into the playoffs. So this is a good kind of experience for our young guys to see the crowd and how ready you got to be this time of year in particular.
What did you see from your defensive players as they prepared to get on the field for that last drive and the execution?
Yeah, I thought the defensive staff was. I was clicking over back and forth between the offense and the defense while we had the ball on offense. And, you know, they're doing a really good job of communicating and making sure everyone was on the same page, because that was going to be important that, you know, from a communication standpoint, they had no timeouts, they were going to be on the ball. So that was the start of it.
Sean, was there any conversation about right before the final touchdown about kneeling or trying to take more time off the clock before that one?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, we know from a game management standpoint that they have a phenomenal field goal kicker and can hit from – what he hit from 68 or something like that last week or whenever it was. So, like I said, I went out in pregame and thought about not going out so I wouldn't get, you know, in awe of how strong, I mean, a guy's kicking it from East Aurora, basically, you know, which is in Buffalo, for all those that don't know. So, Western New York, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I mean, we knew that it was going to be tight. We practiced those situations, though, when you only can really give up X amount of yards. And if he uncorks a 70-yard field goal, I mean, that really only left us a few yards right there. So when Bobby knew it, did a great job, players executed. That's what it really came down to, is great execution.
Have you ever been spooked by a kicker before?
I mean, it seems like that's where the game's going. If you look at, you know, around the league, there's a few of these guys that can just unload kicks from all over the place, right, and punters as well. So, I don't know. I don't know what they're eating or anything. But.
Well, related, what was your thought on Matt Prater and heading into the game? The decision to go with him and the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about resilient. Here's a guy that really couldn't finish the game last week. He has the week he has. The look in his eye was phenomenal. I mean, when your kicker's tough, that says a lot, too. Your punter, I mean, Mitch has had to take over his Matt's kickoff duties, and there was no flinching there either. So Reed does a good job of you know, from those. Those are three veteran players right there that have been around a little bit, been around the block. But, man, their toughness also rises to the surface.
Was that the plan going into the game with Mitch handling kickoffs, or did something happen pregame to Matt?
No, that was the plan, yeah.
The scene at Josh's locker is kind of consistent over the last month or two. I mean, he's taking a lot of punishment. Did again today. How's he doing this?
What was the scene? What was the scene?
He's kind of sitting there kind of looking like he had just been in a battle.
Well, because he has. I mean, it's he's a warrior, and you know, everybody, that's the name of the game, is you got a quarterback, they're going to want to hit the quarterback, they're going to want to affect the quarterback. They got a great defensive line over there that rushes well, and a couple first-round picks at least. So Matt Edwards over there does a great job. And, you know, so, but you go back to, let's just go back to the, we can talk about the result, but what leads us to the result and the process of the preparation and the hard work during the week and getting your rest and all those things, because rest is not easy this time of year, but it's important. And so that process, that preparation piece is what led us to the result today.
Sean, you mentioned resilience a few times. Shaq Thompson comes in after playing only six games in the last 2 years before coming to Buffalo. Interception early in the game, yeah. Obviously the tackle on Trevor Lawrence. What has he meant to this defense?
Yeah, that play was huge. You know, TB has done a great job for us. Unfortunately, TB's been banged up, right? So, what if we didn't have Shaq? So that piece is important for us, and it's the play that he made came up during the week. I believe it was a very similar play, at least to the play we ran during practice, and we ran it over again, and it showed up today, at least in some form or structure, and he picked it off, which is, again, you go back to practice and the preparation, and I know that sounds like coach speak, but there's value to practice and doing things the right way during the week.
What were you going through in that last minute? Because you've been in that situation so many times. What was going through your head after he scores? You got 1 minute to protect it, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, I really honestly wanted to try and bleed the clock down if we could, but it's like, okay, what plays that you have that do that? You want to take a knee. I mean, we could go through this for probably about an hour and talk about this. You take a knee, you're back. I mean, the ball's inside the one. By the time we take the snap and even just knee it, and then you're like, okay, run the clock down to, 30 seconds, 28, whatever. So we're talking about these things, and I'm going, man, I know who they have on that side of the ball at a minimum, starting with the place kicker. And so we're like, all right, let's not get cute. Let's just go win this thing, put our defense out there. And they did. They executed at a high level. So, and a lot of prayers, too.
Sean,
they helped.
Any update on Gabe or Jordan?
No, nothing for you at this point.
Okay.
Hey, Sean.
All right.
Thank you, Sean.
Sean.
Come on, Jared.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.